This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest tonight was named the NBA's most valuable player in 2015 and led the Golden State Warriors to their first NBA championship in 40 years. Please welcome Stephen Curry.
I like the sound of that. It's nice.
They were chanting MVP earlier.
For you?
No, they're doing it for you. I thought it was for me, and then I found out it was right after I had said your name, and I found it disturbing.
Sorry.
Well, congratulations. You've had a hell of a couple of years, man.
Thank you very much.
As I said, you led the Golden State Warriors to their NBA championship. You won the ESPY Award for Best Male Athlete of the Year. You're just 27 years old. People are already calling you one of the best shooters of all time, and yet you live a fairly humble lifestyle. How big is your posse? Give me a round number.
We're going to go with four.
Four?
Four.
I saw backstage was you and your wife. Where are you hiding two people?
They're at the hotel, my two daughters.
That's your whole posse? That's not bad. That's not bad.
They're tough to deal with, so we got to keep
our hands. Yeah. Kids are small but relentless opponents.
Yeah, you know that.
Has anyone ever called you the Uber of basketball?
No, that's the first time.
I'm about to do it.
Okay,
you are the Uber of basketball, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Is because you are an industry disruptor.
Okay.
Okay, we've got this model in our heads that basketball players are these behemoths who got to grind their way in and drive to the hoop. But you are just happy to stand out like 30 feet and just keep draining them out there. I think you're changing the way do you feel like you're changing the way the game is being played?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the way our team won the championship. It was
very well
based on small ball. So I'm part of that category.
Mm-hmm.
So we shoot, we spread the floor, do it from the outside, inside. I mean, it's a new way to do it, but that's one of my strengths. So I gotta do it, or else I'm not gonna be in the league. So
you gotta go with what you know.
I gotta go with what I know.
Now, you've also got this new game here. It's called NBA 2K16. Jimmy, can we get a shot of that right there? Do you play this game?
I haven't played the newest game because you can't rush perfection. It's about to come out next week.
Oh, this is coming out next week.
But,
okay.
All the other previous years, I've definitely played it.
Do players check their own rankings on this?
For sure.
Yeah. Do you always play yourself when you play it, or do you play other people so you can know what it's like to be beaten by you?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm always the Warriors, play with myself. I try to like run the same plays we run in games. Mm-hmm. You can do that
now. Did you say
now,
you always play with yourself? Is that what you said?
I'm out. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Now, your dad played pro ball, but your mom also has been instrumental in driving you and training you. I understand she's got an interesting way of motivating you to play a better game.
She does. We have a little bet about turnovers, so uh-huh. She likes to, you know, be a coach. So when I'm out there on the floor, I get two turnovers a game. That's my allotment. If I go over two turnovers, I owe her $100. So,
wait, for every two turns? For every turnover?
Every turnover over two. So,
wow.
Quick math, I averaged 3.1 turnovers per game this year. Multiply that by 82, that's a lot of money, sir. So
did she buy herself something nice?
She spoiled herself, so that's good. I guess mom wins always, but
right. Well, that must feel pretty good too. You said, "Well, I didn't play the best game, but I did something nice for my mom."
Exactly. Never a bad day,
also,
right? Never a bad day.
you also do this nice thing where you have a Nothing But Nets nonprofit. You donate 3 mosquito nets for every 3 pointer you drop.
We do.
Okay?
It's part of the UN Foundation. They are supporting the fight against malaria. Yeah. So it was a nice campaign. I've been a champion of that cause for the last 3 years. And so every time I knock down a 3, I donate 3 nets, and we encourage everybody to follow along and kind of match that donation. So I've been shooting really well the last 3.
Yeah, because if you miss, because the danger is if you miss, people at home are going, I guess he doesn't care about African kids. I guess he's not a nice guy after all. In China, you were recently over there on a world tour, and you played a 12-year-old girl, and you lost.
Correct.
Okay. You know that's exactly the sort of thing that Donald Trump would put in a speech, right?
That's what I've heard.
China is beating our NBA players. That's what he'll say. That's in the speech.
I'm stupid, right?
You hung out with the president a little bit. Was that cool?
It was. We were in Martha's Vineyard playing golf on his vacation, so I got to go and...
He didn't want to play basketball with you?
He didn't. I was at the White House during February. It was snowing outside, so he got a rain check on that. But then we switched to golf, so... Uh-huh.
Did you win?
I won head up. I'm not supposed to tell what his score was, apparently, so I'll keep that quiet. But him and his partner, Ray Allen, beat me and my dad. It was my fault. I triple bogeyed the last hole.
Uh-huh.
I did it on purpose.
Which was more humiliating, losing to the president or a 12-year-old Chinese girl?
Gotta go with the 12-year-old.
12-year-old. Now, I'm glad you're here. I'm very grateful that you're here, but I do have a beef with you.
Okay.
And that is, you're Stephen, and I'm Stephen, but we spell our names the same way, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, the only way to spell it.
It's the only way.
And the problem is that when you type in S-T-E-P-H-E-N into Google search, okay, the number one answer is not me. The number one answer is you, okay? It used to go, Stephen Hawking, and then me.
Okay, you bumped up, right?
I was sucking his exhaust for years. But now I've bumped up to number 2, and I need us to settle who is the Stefan of Stevens here, okay?
Okay.
And I got a challenge for you. Okay. I want us to play a little game. I don't play basketball, okay, but I do drain them from a distance when I'm putting my laundry away. All right? So what I've got here is I want us to imagine that we're roommates in college, okay? And we both got laundry bags.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Right there. All right.
You got the blue socks.
All right, sorry, these are yours.
What is this?
That makes sense. Okay.
You're not very
all right,
tight,
there you go.
Steven.
All right. Here's the deal. Our moms are coming to visit.
Okay.
All right? And we've got to get our dirty laundry off the floor and into the hamper down there. We cannot leave the riser up here, okay? 30 seconds
sure
on the clock. 30 seconds on the clock, all right? And we'll settle to see who should be number 1 on Google search. You did? Is it a deal?
This is a deal.
It's a deal. All right, Jimmy, ready? And go!
First one. Hey! Oh. We're tied up. Let's see who gets the most socks up.
All right, sudden death.
Sudden death.
Sudden death. All right, here we go.
Let's take off.
From a distance.
I'll let you go first.
All right.
Buckets.
Oh.
You gotta keep it playing.
NBA 2K16 is in store September 29th. Stephen Curry, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from our spring break on March 27th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.